Hello, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Gary, please?
Yes, Gary.
Gary, great. I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line. Gary Batel, right? I hope I said that right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. To start, how many... Thank you. I'm sorry. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus years.
26 to 40.
26 to 40. Thank you, Gary. And your opinion is very important. What is your primary branch of the trade? Refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile or marble finisher, bricklayer, BCC restoration, cement mason, stone mason, mason helper or finisher, plaster, tile setter, marble mason.
Tile setter.
Tile setter. Thank you so much. For your opinion on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
Finisher.
Finisher or helper. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 21 plus weeks.
Zero. I retired.
Zero? Oh, you are retired, right? Okay, I thank you so much for your opinion. It's very important still, sir. Your opinion is extremely important, and we care about your time as well. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer construction projects. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year?
About the same time, I guess.
About the same number as this time last year. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? About the same unemployment or less unemployment than now?
I'd probably say more.
More unemployment than now. Thank you for your response. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Probably get worse.
It will probably get worse. Thank you for your opinion. We are at 31% complete. Your time is valuable. Switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
I might have to say heat on them.
Heat and cold, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. And yes, I mean, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. It's very important. We are 39% complete. Just a few more minutes of your time will be required. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I'm scared I'm not working.
Okay. In the case, of course, your opinion is still very important. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
In the chair, over a couple years
okay.
now.
How about in the last 12, you hazard? Occasionally, regularly, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you so much for your opinion. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the items: radio, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, cable news, print or online newspapers. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, number 1, and being 5, the source that you are least likely to get your news from. What would be number 1?
TV.
Local TV news programming, okay. Below that on the rank, number 2, would you say it's friends and neighbors, radio, the internet or social media, cable news or print or online newspapers? What would be the next place on the rank?
Online.
Online, the internet or social media. How about number 3? Would you say it's radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers?
Friends and neighbors.
Friends and neighbors. And what about the last 3 spots, 4, 5, and 6? Radio, cable news, print or online newspapers?
Radio
number 4. And after that, how about number 5? Cable news or print or online newspapers?
Cable,
you said cable news, and the last position will be print or online newspapers, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for your opinion. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Education, support for labor unions, foreign policy, immigration, the environment, jobs and the economy, healthcare, or something else?
Health.
Sorry?
Health.
Healthcare. Thank you. We have 54%. Yeah. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, thank you very much for your opinion. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers and federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or no important at all that the federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat important?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republican.
Republican Party, thank you. We're at 59% complete,
yeah.
Almost done. Just a few more minutes of your time will be required. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
United Auto Workers.
United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more?
Yeah. Much more.
Much more, right? Okay, thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president overall. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, strongly disapprove, or somewhat disapprove. Oh, maldito hijo de perra. Bastardo asqueroso, me colgó, mira. Bastardo hijo de perra. He actually did hang up. I hear in his funny accent and trying to be... I just need your opinion, idiot. I don't need to know if you are retired for 20 years or not. Your opinion.